down in SOS in parts of Southern California thanks to mud that's overflowing driveways, getting closer and closer to the houses, mudslides, just terrible conditions, tornadoes, street flooding, and various people in trouble. Sadly, there may be more rain coming the way of Southern California, and rough stuff out there. Boy, they go through the fires, the mudslides, and then there's always that possibility of the earthquake. Speaking of an earthquake, in Haiti, they're going to relocate about 500,000 people. The government there, because it's, you know, their government, is going to move the homeless to resettlement areas. Why? Because they're worried about disease and sanitation. You've got people that are, you know, they have nowhere to go to the bathroom. You have people that are, of course, looking for food, looking for any kind of medical help that they can get. And this is the problem that Wyclef Jean was talking about, that the best thing to do would be to relocate the people. So, first of all, you could get to the city, to Port-au-Prince, and be able to help thousands more. There were hundreds of thousands whose homes, let's face it, were destroyed, and they had to settle in the open spaces around the city. So take that amount of people in your head and just imagine, if you will, what it would be like. They're on blankets, plastic sheets, there's tarps kind of strung between tree limbs, not sanitary, not safe, not good for anybody. So that's exactly what's happening. They're worried about the disease outbreaks in these settlements. And this is smart. So President Preval is setting this up and asking for the governments that are there to help bus people within a week to 10 days once the camps are ready. And certainly that makes sense. Pretty much what we've been talking about with Haiti is the same thing that's going on, getting the aid to the people, trying to help the people that need help, trying to still save some lives, obviously, because of injuries, people losing limbs, a lot of, sadly, amputations, because what could be done there? There was a big decision made by the Supreme Court that is worthy of us talking about right from the get-go here on America Tonight. And by the way, coming up in our next segment, don't forget we have Nail the Score. So Nail the Score, either AFC or NFC Championship game. You know the number so that you can get in line for that. Maybe somebody this time around will actually do it, which would be amazing. It would be incredible if somebody did it. I would love that. We haven't had that happen. In fact, it didn't happen when I was in New York, didn't happen when I was in Dallas, and hasn't happened on America Tonight, only once. And Andrew works for the company. He threw out a guess, and the guess was right, so it doesn't count the same way it would if somebody in the audience actually was able to do it. All right, here's the big decision. The Supreme Court actually deals a death knell, kind of, in a way. Well, actually, it is to McCain, Feingold. It is, they're pushing aside a century-old understanding and overruling, if you will, of two precedents. 5-4, the Supreme Court ruled that the government cannot ban political spending by corporations in candidate elections. So that's it. It's a First Amendment deal, basically. Justice Kennedy said, if the First Amendment has any force, and he wrote for the majority, which included the four members of the conservative wing, it forbids Congress from fining or jailing citizens or associations of citizens for simply engaging in political speech. And going on to say that the government has no business regulating political speech. Of course, there are a lot of people that are not happy with this, a lot of them Democrats, that are up for re-election in the House. The dissenters say allowing corporate money to flood the political marketplace will corrupt democracy. I think a lot of people with the things that are happening haven't really realized the how much momentum will go the way of the corporations and the unions and stuff when it comes to those elections, how big that can be next time around, for certain. For certain. Let's go to Kate in Missouri. Hello, Kate. You get the first crack at it this hour on ATN.
Hi, Kay. First off, just real quick, I'd like to respond to the caller that was going on about the children being adopted. And
yes, let me re-rack that, because there's people that are joining us this hour who have no idea. I had a caller last hour. He calls the show a lot. Nice guy, Al in Canada, who had a wild suggestion about, one, taking the Haitian people and dumping them in Africa, which, of course, the United States or any other government doesn't have the place to remove people. But he mentioned that, and then he talked about adopting, because there are Haitian children that are being adopted by many American couples and couples from other places as well. And you have a response to that part of it, I guess?
Real quick, I do on that, but I wanted to just give a blip on the Massachusetts election, too. He had mentioned that white people adopting black children would destroy their culture. And my answer to him is, if filth and starvation is a culture, then more power to the adoptee parents. Because a lot of these kids live in nothing but filth, poverty, starvation. And, I mean, what do you do with them?
No, I agree. That's what I said. I said people with money or a little bit of means, it's wonderful for them to do that. And those kids are dying. Their families are living on $2 a day, and they're orphaned. Either their families
exactly.
were killed or they were abandoned or whatever. They're in horrible situations.
But most of them are very small children, and
yes.
children are resilient.
Yeah.
And I actually was a foster parent for two black girls, and none of their, and I mean, it was short term, but they had nowhere to go. It was from an abuse situation, and I being white, and I was like, I didn't know anything about their hair, but I figured it out, and we all got along, and I grew so close to them, but it wasn't a cultural issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was about being the mother figure for two young girls,
mm-hmm.
and if he doesn't get that, then he needs to read up, and I really don't care if black people don't like white people adopting babies. Get off their butts and adopt a few and take care of them.
Oh, bravo. Can we have some applause for Kate on that? Let's get some applause going from that studio audience in Minneapolis. I agree. If they don't like it, you're right. Then adopt them yourselves. But you made a much better point than I did. The fact that there are kids that are starving to death all over the world, in fact. It's not just in Haiti, but because of what happened in Haiti, this isn't being highlighted, obviously.
Well, I just thought his comments were really rather insensitive. But what I really want to talk about was the Massachusetts election, because I'd been doing some reading today about all the voters replacing a drunk with a hunk, and I thought, wow. The worldwide response is astounding.
It is.
Germany has come out in all of their newspapers with comments about how Obama is thinking that this is actually a good thing. I mean,
yes.
I couldn't find the article again, but I was just shocked at the worldwide response.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Kate, thanks for the call. We got a slide because we're going to go into Nail the Score in our next segment. But there's been massive response to this, and of course, here at home, here in America, the concern for the Democrats is the health care plan. Stay with us.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I'm so excited this week for either the AFC or the NFC championship game. Can we roll out that computer, Donovan Mattson, who is new to Nail the Score? How delicious is that? All right, roll that computer out. No, that's... How's it picking the Cowboys? Roll that computer again. Bloody computer. Okay, so New Orleans is hosting the Vikings, and that is our game of the week. It is the NFC Championship game. This is how it works. You call us and you tell us who you think is going to win, either Minnesota or New Orleans. How simple. And what you think the final score is, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, you can also send it to us by email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Pick a team, whichever team, and tell us the final score. Traditionally, I go first on this. So I'm going to break the ice. This was really tough. There's a bunch of key injuries to some of the Vikings players that, I mean, I'm wondering how they're going to perform. And, geez, there were like three Vikings that missed practice. And Harvin is one of them, and that's who I was the most concerned about based on the way he played in the last game. But defensive tackle Kevin Williams and defensive end Ray Edwards also missed practice. They had knee problems. But Percy Harvin is just incredible. His hands on the ball make such a big, big difference. And he's having problems with a migraine headache. It's been a problem he's had all season. And somehow he's managed to perform and be there for the Vikings. They definitely would need him, I think, against the Saints. He's a key part of the offensive game. The way that he can line up in the backfield as a running back, or he can also come out and be a receiver. He's just too valuable, and they're going to have to fill up the gaps. Not that they can't if he's not there. So, and then you have Winfield, who said his injured right foot is feeling better. He's their corner. That's a problem, I think. So there's a bunch of injuries. Looking at that, looking at the Saints and the fact that they almost had a taste of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, I'm going to go with the Saints. And I think the Saints win this one in a pretty tight fashion. I'm going to say 37 to 28. All right, Donovan, as tradition has it, you also get a crack at this game. You won't get any prizes, but you'll be able to brag that you nailed the score. So what do you think?
Well, sparing the in-depth analysis, I'm going to go with Vikings 24, Saints 10.
Ooh, Vikings, you homer. I knew it.
That's the way it goes.
Of course he's going to pick Minnesota. 800-259, and you don't need analysis. And the funny thing is, Donovan, that there's an old saying, paralysis by analysis, and it's so true in sports. 800-259-5791. That's just how I arrived at my decision. 800-259-5791. Let's see. The storylines are great. Saints or the Vikings, hey, both of them, good luck to either one of those teams. Joe in Kentucky, you are our first victim. I mean, caller. Hello, Joe.
I probably will be a victim. I'm going to take New Orleans. I believe they're going to beat Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say 27 to 24.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's going to be a popular one. A lot of people are sighing right now because they probably wanted that. 27 to 24. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough with that crowd. They will be incredibly bummed out if they don't beat the Vikings in front of a wild New Orleans Saint traditional crowd, because that house is going to be rocking.
Yeah. Talk about sci-fi last night. Did you know Clint Eastwood played in a sci-fi show?
Did I know what?
That Clint Eastwood was in a sci-fi movie?
No. What movie was Eastwood in?
He was in a tarantula. He was one of the airplane pilots that was bombing the spider.
You're kidding.
Nope. Sure.
I got to look that one up. That could be interesting. I love Clint Eastwood. His Dirty Harry movies, I could still rewatch those movies. I mean, I know they're very 70-ish, but I loved him in those roles. And then, you know, Fistful of Dollars, anything Eastwood does is good in my mind. The ultimate tough guy, but seeing him in that role, I gotta check that one out, Joe. Thanks for throwing that out there. Speaking of sci-fi, we're going to do a little movie review in our next hour, and one of the movies really falls kind of, it's called Legion, falls under the category loosely of sci-fi loosely. Jose in Kentucky, your second man up. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I'm going to go with the Saints again, 27-17.
All right, 27-17, probably picked up the second most popular score. So both you and Joe think that the Saints are going to score 27 points. It's just a matter of what the other number is. I think the Saints have it, Jose. I agree with both of you guys. I think the Saints are going to win this one.
Yeah, I think they will get it. There's no way that they can come over there to their home and beat them.
Yeah, there'll be some sad faces leaving that joint if that does happen. I think the injury factor could be big. And hey, Brett Favre is the king, can be the king of the comeback. And the Viking storyline, thanks Jose, is a great storyline. Favre, the should I retire, not retire, all the nonsense with the Green Bay Packers, then going to the Jets, and then not being in training camp, coming in and doing what he was able to do with the Vikings. I like some of the other stories on the Vikings squad as well. And the city's excited, and obviously our home studios are in the great state of Minnesota, ensconced in the highfalutin area of Minneapolis. The plush studios. So I know that a lot of people will be pulling for the GCN network, a lot of people will be pulling for the Vikings. Rick in Illinois, what say you?
How you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm taking the Vikings because they're a pretty tough division with the Bears and Packers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings 24, New Orleans 10.
Ooh, you took Donovan's score. That's good because you're allowed to take our scores. So that's you have the same score as him. That's kind of gave me the chills. You might nail it.
Yeah.
24-10.
I listened to you earlier, and you talk about Haiti. Rush Limbaugh telling people not to help them out because it makes Obama look good. So what do you do?
I think Obama is, you know what, forget the whole Haiti thing. I think it doesn't make Obama look good because Obama's really worried about the economy and what happened with the bankers. That's why he had a press conference today. And also he's concerned about health care. I think health care is tanking Obama because that was his big thing. He put all his eggs in that basket, Rick. I think health care is what's really tanking him.
Too much at once.
Yeah, too much at once. Exactly. And that's the problem. That's the problem with Washington. I'd be like any of us. All of us know this. Do you ever try to focus on 10 things at one time? Of course. It's called being half-assed. You can't do things that way. You just can't accomplish as much, I think, in my opinion, if you just don't, you make a list, a priority list, and you go through them and you explain to people, look, we have tons of problems. Here they are. Here's 10 of them. There are the biggest problems. And here's where we're starting. And that's what you do. So I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting the rest of this year, and with these House seats up, what happens there. Thanks, Rick. Good luck. Rick taking the same score as Donovan. How about that? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you just jumped on, we are doing a thing called Nail the Score, and our computer in Minneapolis picked... Of course, the Vikings and the Saints. So, who do you think is going to win this game? What do you think the final score is going to be? Stay with us. We'll jump back to more of your calls on the flip side.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network. America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Just begun, and the emails are flowing. AmericaTonight.net. I understand you're working, so you're quickly hiding in the hallway, typing out a quick email with your prediction. The game is Minnesota and New Orleans for all the marbles, the NFC Championship, and the right to go to the Super Bowl. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle. So far, we've got pretty much split. Actually, we've got three Saint predictions and two Vikings. On the heels of Rick in Illinois, let's go out to Jana in Iowa. I'm just betting she's going to go with the Vikings. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, Vikings 37 and the Saints 24.
Ooh, all right, 37-24. And have you been a longtime Vikings fan?
Yes, since Fran Tarkington days when I was quite young.
Oh, Fran Tarkington, think about that. What a heartbreak, getting to the Super Bowl, not being able to do it. I mean, Minnesota's just like a Buffalo, a team that shoulda, woulda, coulda. So I feel for Vikings fans. This could be your year.
All right.
I didn't pick them, but we'll see.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Jim out in Oregon, he gets a crack out west first. Hey, Jim.
Hi, John. Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Vikings 21, New Orleans 17.
Ooh, 21-17. So you think the defenses are stepping up in the dome?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, we've seen that a lot throughout the playoffs. We have seen a lot of defensive type football. Defense wins championships. Absolutely have to say that. Jim, we'll see if you're right. You're locked and loaded.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to Debbie, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. How are you, hon?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, great. Just got off work. I'm better now.
Ooh, sweet. It's always good to get off work.
Let's see. I'm going to go with the Saints, and I'm going to say 24-20. I think it's going to be close.
24-20. I hope it is close. These games haven't been fun to watch. They've been huge deficits by one team. Somebody
needs
to step up.
Blowout. It's not any fun.
Yeah, it's no fun. Blowouts aren't fun to watch. It's more fun to be on the edge of your seat. All right, Debbie, you're in the books. Good luck to you.
Thank you, hon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. You have a great weekend. Vikings and the Saints. Mystery man, I think this is Matt Johnson, who's probably out chasing women in Minnesota. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Where are you right now?
I am the heart of Minneapolis of the Blue Nile right now at a reggae show.
Oh.
I'm excited to call in.
That's cool. You're at a reggae show. Is it fun? Is there a lot of cute girls there?
There are some cute girls here. So we're gonna do what we can for Matt.
Very good. He's looking for Mrs. Johnson. All right, Matt, I think you're going to pick the Vikings, aren't you?
I'm going to go with the Vikings, of course, because I have to. And I'm going to go with 31-28. Vikings win by a field goal.
All right, 31-28. You know, I picked the Saints. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine, because you usually pick the Eagles and they always lose, right?
So maybe it'll bring you good luck. We'll see.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, exactly. We're glad you called in. Have fun at that reggae show.
I had to. So thanks, everyone in America tonight. I will see you on Sunday.
All right. Matt will be here on Sunday to either gloat or be really, really upset. He'll probably what'll happen is... Minnesota doesn't win. He begs Donovan to come in. Please, please, please. So, Donovan, do not answer your phone if you don't want to work. Do not answer your phone on Sunday. That's my advice. 800-259-5791. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Did you just get off of work?
Yep.
Good for you.
I say 41-34, the Vikings.
Ooh, Vikings, okay.
I think it's gonna be a touchdown frenzy.
Yeah, the opposite, it's the complete opposite of what Jim in Oregon said, where he thought we were gonna see defense. So, you know, hey, it's possible. Drew Brees, Brett Favre, they get protection. We've seen it. Certainly, you've seen scores run up, too. It could be. And what I like the best about your score is that it's close.
Yeah, they're right there at the end, man. This is all the marbles is on the table.
I agree. I hope that they play like that. I hope that we see that. I hope we see blood and guts, I call it. Blood and guts football, where this is it. Because all the training camp, all the mini camps, all the hits they take during the year, it's no fun to get this close and not get to the Super Bowl. So... it's either the Vikings or the Saints. They're going to represent the NFC. You are in the books, my friend. Drive safely.
Who do you think will be on the other side?
Well, I'll tell you who I'm cheering for. I'm pulling for the Jets. A lot of people think the Colts, though. The way they match up, a lot of people really think the Colts because, you know, Sanchez, the inexperience at quarterback. But, hey, everybody was saying that along the way, and look what's happened. But they barely beat San Diego. San Diego... flubbed up, I thought, and then a couple of missed kicks, and then Phillip Rivers at the end tried to drive him back, and they, you know, San Diego blew it, I think. So I'm hoping the Jets win it, but I think Indianapolis takes it.
Yeah, I think the Colts win too.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I think so too. But you know what would be interesting? Thanks for the call. What would be interesting is the storylines. If you have the Vikings and you have the Jets, think about that. Brett Favre was the quarterback for the Jets the previous year and started off well, and then they fizzled out and then switched coaches and everything fell apart for the Jets. But they've been in turmoil for a while. They need to decide what they want to do. If you've got the Colts, if you had the Colts and the Vikings, you have Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. There are a lot of storylines between actually all four teams. Who doesn't like watching the Super Bowl? Moisey's listening to us in Vermont. How are you?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm excellent. I'm glad that you called. Who do you like in this?
Well, I was going to take 31-28, but Matt took it, so I'm going to have to go 38-35, Minnesota.
No, wait a second. If you want to take Matt's score, you can, because he's not eligible for the prizes, so you can steal
a
score.
31-28 is what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, 31-28 Vikings.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, you are in the books as well. Thanks for the call from Vermont.
You
Great affiliate up there, WVMT. Tom in Kansas, it's your crack at all of this.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Tom?
Good. I hate for the season to come to a screeching halt for either of these teams because they're obviously quality teams or they wouldn't be here at this point of the year. But I think the Saints have the home crowd advantage. It's about the only thing that I could find that just to separate the two. So I'm going to say in a moderate shootout, the Saints 41-35.
41-35. Wow, that's good. It's close to John in Kentucky said the Vikings 41-34. So another shootout, another vote for a shootout. I like the way that you broke that down, that you just think home field. It is tough. This is a tough game to pick. I agree with you. It's hard.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for the call, Tom. It was tough to decide on this. I had a hard time with this as well. Clifford in Missouri, it's your crack at nail the score. Clifford, did you fall off?
No.
Okay, what do you think, Clifford?
24-21
Saints. 24-21
Saints,
and you have that score because nobody has it. Thanks. Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791. And also americatonight.net. I promise I'll get to some of those scores, but 800-259-5791. Again, we go to the land of Lincoln. Hey, Chris.
Hey. I'm going to go with the Saints over the Vikings 38-34.
Wait, let me make sure no one has it. Do 38-34. No, you own that score. So why do you like the Saints? Because of home field?
Well, not only because it's home field, but they're about due for one.
I think they're about due for one, too. And that's an elusive thing to say, though. You tell football people that, and they'll say, oh, what, so you're going with your gut? But I think they're due. You think of what happened to them, what was it, against Chicago, being Chicago stopping them, and everybody thought, ooh, this is it finally for the Saints. So I think it could be their turn for sure. We'll see, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
That's so he guessed 38-24. My guess was 37-28 Saints. We may have some more Saint calls coming in, too. 800-259-5791. How about Paul in Kentucky? Hello, Paul.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. It's working. I'm going to go with the Vikings 30, the Saints 24.
All right, 30-24. Good, you own that score. All right, so another vote for the purple. Excellent, Paul. Have a good weekend. Have fun watching the game.
Okay, you too, Gabe.
We're all going to be watching this game. I can't wait, and it's perfect too because it's a later in the day game. Even if you're on the Pacific Coast, it's in the afternoon, so that works out pretty well, I think. It's like right around that dinner hour, swings into the dinner hour. You can just hang there, hopefully watching some good action. This is kind of like when you go to a football party for the Super Bowl and they have the squares. You guys know what I'm talking about? And your buddy asks you for $5 or $10 and they have the squares and you pick a square. Kind of nail the score in a different way is like that. You're just one score though. 800-259-5791.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all the youth, as they used to say in my neighborhood. No, just kidding. Vikings or the Saints? It's tough. I mean, either one of these teams deserves to go to the Super Bowl, I think. I like the quarterbacks on both of the teams. I like the storyline of Brett Favre. I like the storyline of Drew Brees. Strictly from X's and O's, this is tough to call. It is. This is a hard one to put down on paper, but you got to pick one side and you got to give me a score. And that's how that we do that thing called nail the score on America Tonight. Let's see. Mark is in New York. Hello, Mr. Mark.
How are you, kiddo?
Are you cheering for the Jets?
Well, I was just going to say that to you. If they beat the Colts, they better win the Super Bowl.
They better win the Super Bowl. I
right?
love that.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Please. I'm going to go with the Vikings 38-24, honey.
All right, 38-24 Vikings. Wait, no. Oh, yeah, you can take that because we have Chris in Illinois that has the Saints 38-24. How funny, and you have that reverse. That's great.
Yep.
Good. We'll see if you win.
Thank you.
All right, have a good weekend. Edna is listening to us in the great state of Kansas. Edna, I bet you're going to say 22-17, right?
Yes, for the Vikings.
For the Vikings. So, again, you like the guys in the purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, will you get a chance to watch that? Will you get a chance to see the game or no?
No, I heard it on the radio.
Oh, but that's okay. Radio's better. A lot of times, I that's how I grew up, listening to sports on the radio. So good for you. We'll be cheering for you, Edna. We'll see if you nail the score. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Corlaine is listening to us in Kentucky. Howdy.
How you doing, Kate?
Are you a first-time caller to America Tonight?
No, I called once before about 6-7 months ago when he's talking about Obama and his
hair. I remember that now. Yes. Well, I'm glad that you found us again. And now you hear us doing this nail the score thing. Are you a Vikings person or are you a Saints person?
I'm going to go with Farm and Company, 31-24. I don't know. I think it might be his last year, and what a way to go, you know?
Yeah, 31-24, Brett Favre. It's, who doesn't like Brett Favre? That's true. That's a, it could be his last year. I wonder if they don't, if they get knocked out at the NFC Championship game, Corlane, boy, I don't know that he, does he come back for another year? He could. I mean, hey, but you saw the way he's throwing the football. My goodness. I mean, we're all the way down the field almost, the length of the field. He's like Superman. It's incredible.
Yeah, he can rifle it in there. I mean,
he can. He can. You know, it's funny. Thanks, Corlane. Somebody told me when I guess I was doing a Saturday show on Fox, and somebody told me when he couldn't decide, oh, is he coming back? Is he not coming back? Somebody called me and told me that he was, and then I think ESPN or somebody did a story on it as well subsequently, but he was hanging out with a bunch of high school kids. Like, just throwing footballs with him. And his arm was like a rifle, exactly what Corlane said. He can rifle them in there. And so I thought, I don't think he's done with football. I just don't see him retiring. Faye in Kentucky. Hello, Faye. What do you think? Faye, are you there? I hear you.
30-28,
Vikings or Saints?
Saints.
Saints! All right, you like those Saints. They don't have to wear, the fans don't have to wear paper bags on their heads anymore either. They used to do that. They used to do that back in the Archie Manning days. They had a terrible run, and the fans were embarrassed, and that's what they would do. They would make a joke of it. I thought it's some of the most hilarious footage I have ever seen. Faye, thanks. Have a good weekend. We want to try to get to as many people as we can. A lot of people still calling in. Chris in Connecticut. Yo, Chris. Hello.
Hey, Kay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you now on the other side? Because, you know, you're a stone's throw away from New York. Are you pulling for the Jets?
Yes. Yes.
Good for you. You have to do that.
Oh,
you know what? I'm in Dallas, and I've been running, and I have a Jets hat, and people are giving me dirty looks with a Jets hat on.
Oh, be careful.
I know. I got to be careful. You're right. Okay, so who do you like in this one?
I'm going to take the Saints.
And what's the score?
27-17.
Ooh, let's see. Saints, 27-17. Do, 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 do. No, someone has it. You have to pick, Jose has it. You got to pick a different one.
Okay. 31-27.
31-27 for the Saints. You think I would know this off the top of my head, but I'm sitting here looking to make sure. 31-27. No, you've got it. You own that score.
Okay, good.
All right, good luck. 31-27. Rick in Kentucky, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
you
buddy. I'm here. Who do you like?
Oh, the Vikings. After the way they spanked Romo and the Cowgirls there, I think old Favre's going to go all the way. It's going to be 33-20.
33-20. Boy, Matt Johnson would love to hear you say that. So, you're right. There's something about Brett Favre. Are they going to crumble around Favre on this one? I think it's going to be close, but you're giving them a little bit more of an edge than I would. But, hey, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be crucial is what happens in that first half, who jumps out first, and how close they stay with each other.
Exactly. Favre will do the job.
Well, he's got the arm. We'll see.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Rick. Also in Kentucky, Clarence. Clarence, it's your chance at nailing the score. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, are you in your car?
Yes.
I know you're always in. That's when you call us in your car. You're taking a little break at work, right?
Well, yeah, I work in my car.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because you're driving around. Okay, so what do you think's going to happen in this game?
Well, since the Cowboys are not playing,
mm-hmm.
I have to go with Brett Favre.
Vikings.
27 to 20.
All right, you own the score. You are locked and loaded. Good luck. Have fun watching the game. We're going to slide off to Jeff in Kansas. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how are you this evening?
Good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Who do you like?
I was going to say Saints, but I got thinking, you know, I like Brett Favre because he's a vote for us oldies.
Mm-hmm.
One of those kind of like over the hill, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Brett Favre, 34-27.
Let's see. Let me make sure. 34-27 for the Saints. 34-27. You got it. 34-27 for the Saints. In the books, Jeff, we'll see. I like okay. your, I like your, have a good weekend. I like your philosophy there. Gonna go for somebody older. Hey, a lot of athletes in their 40s. It's been incredible what we've, seen. Look at baseball, some of the feats in baseball. Randy Johnson just retired and still had such a great arm all the way through up to his mid 40s. The great Nolan Ryan, who pitched 7 no-hitters and only won 1 World Series when he was just a kid in his early, early 20s, with the Mets, no less, since he spent the bulk of his career with Houston or Texas and a couple of other teams. But he played until he was 47 years old. And Brett Favre, football-wise, playing to 40, if Kurt Warner in the same situation, will he be back with Arizona or not? I think we're going to see a good weekend of football, both in the AFC game, I hope, because there is a chance that the Colts could really rattle the Jets and start to run away with it. But I hope we see a close game in the AFC, too. I think in the NFC we will see a closer game. It depends on turnovers, depends on that offensive line on both sides of the ball, the injuries for the Vikings, how serious are they, and how much difference will it make at the corner slot? That can be a big one. And also on the offense with receiver and running back, the way Percy plays, of course. So good luck to everybody who called and who also emailed us. If you emailed us, don't worry. We'll get your guess in the books, so to speak. Have fun watching the games, everybody. And, again, we'll see if you were the one to nail the score. Brian in Kentucky, you got in under the wire. We can't take you on the air, but my man Donovan will record your guests back in the Minneapolis studio, so hang on the line.